The next coach in the teleconference is Maryland's Randy Edsall. The Terrapins are 2-1 overall and play at Syracuse on Saturday, a 12:30 contest to appear on the ACC Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Yeah, we come off a tough win against, you know, West Virginia, where we had, you know, opportunities to be able to win the game or be able to make some plays, and we just came up a little bit short. You know, our kids really fought back. We got down early, and they came back and got it to a tie ball game and just couldn't get over the hump, make a couple plays at the end, and unfortunately ended up on the wrong side of where we wanted to. Got a tough one this week going up to Syracuse. Carrier Dome is always a tough place to play up there. They're 2-0, so again, we just need to get more consistent, and when we have the opportunity to be able to make some plays, we just got to be able to make those and make things a little bit easier for ourselves.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.
Hey, Randy, what do you guys need to do to get the running game going outside of C.J. Brown?
Well, again, I think the one thing, Brian, is, you know, we ran the ball pretty well in the first couple games with guys there, with Wes and Brandon and Albert, and again, I think what happens is with what we do and what other people do, sometimes our quarterback might be more of the ball carrier for that week as opposed to the running backs. If you're running the ball well with your running backs, then they'll take that away. Well, if they take that away, then CJ, you know, becomes the guy that can run the football. So again, we're fortunate that we have a quarterback who can run. We've got running backs who can run, and based on the scheme that we employ and what the defense does, is going to dictate who probably has a more productive day with what we're doing.
And Will Likely's had a bunch of big plays for you. He's not the biggest guy, but what is it about him that lets him have that big playability?
You know, I just had my press conference here, and somebody asked me the same question, and they asked if Willis has exceeded my expectations. Will has not exceeded my expectations. It doesn't surprise me that Will is doing the things that he's doing when you're around him every day, and you see how hard the young man works. You see how hard he prepares and studies the game, and then when he practices with, you know, such great intensity and always practices at a very high level. And the other thing that you don't see unless you're around him, he's a very prideful young man. He's somebody that really takes a lot of pride in his resume and what he puts on film and how he practices and all those things. So the things that he is doing, you know, that's not surprising. It's because how hard he works, how much he understands the game, how good he wants to be. And just remember from the recruiting process and talking to him, that's exactly what you got from him when you sat down and talked to him. So he's playing at a very high level and at corner, and he's also doing a great job in terms of special teams. And he came to me and he told me, you know, because he wanted to return the kicks too, kickoff returns. And you know, I told him we're going to just keep him doing, you know, that and defense and that. But I, you know, he could go back to being a kickoff returner, and he'd be very successful there, which he's done before. So it's just, you know, him having the ability, but then, you know, his want to, his pride, his preparation, that's what separates him from all these other guys that, you know, that go out and play the game. He just takes all those things to another level, and that's why he's having the kind of year, and that's why he's been as productive he has been throughout his career here.
Great, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins with MadTownBadgers.com.
Yeah, Coach, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, you know, having a challenge like West Virginia going into Syracuse and maybe galvanizing your defense a little bit after that performance on Saturday.
Well, West Virginia is a talented team. I mean, they played, you know, they did a lot of good things against Alabama. So I think, you know, I think they'll give Oklahoma problems. I think they're going to win a lot of games in the Big 12. They're very talented. You know, we didn't help ourselves in some regards with some of the big plays that we gave up. You know, we had some balls that, you know, their receivers went up and got, and we didn't knock them down or we didn't intercept them. So, you know, we made some mistakes, but they're very talented. And again, I think the lesson for our guys is that you always have to play very sound, fundamental technique football and execute your assignments. If you do that, you know, you give yourself a better opportunity to be successful. And, you know, we didn't do enough of that. You know, we got 4 turnovers in the game, so we did some good things there. We didn't get off on third down as much as we wanted to, but a lot of that was the fact that, you know, we didn't play as sound fundamentally in technique and assignment-wise as we needed to against a very good, outstanding offensive football team.
Your next question comes from the line of Stephen Bailey with the Post Standard.
Hey, Randy. Syracuse had a lot of trouble with John Robertson, Villanova's mobile quarterback. I'm not sure how far into film you guys have gotten, but did you see anything there that you know, you think you guys might be able to take advantage of with CJ?
Well, I think Syracuse defense is very athletic. They run well. I think they're very well coached, and you know, they present a tremendous challenge with their pressure defense that they use there. And you know, last year when we played them, we turned the ball over 4 times. So we have a tremendous amount of respect for Syracuse and their whole team. But you know, their defense you know, kind of put it to us you know, last year. So again, what we've got to do is we've got to just go and be more consistent and play more error-free football than what we've had, and work to put together a full 60-minute game. We're scoring points, we're moving the ball, but you know, we're doing some things to shoot ourselves in the foot, and you know, hopefully that you know, we'll eliminate those things and take advantage of the things that the Syracuse defense will give us this weekend.
Sure. In the game last year, obviously you guys kind of caught a bit of the injury bug. Having a lot of guys back, especially Diggs, you know, looking at him and what he's able to do through these first few games, I know he's a great player, but has anything he's done this year surprised you? How do you think he's elevated his game, you know, specifically this year?
Well, I still think that him and Deion are getting their legs back underneath them. You know, they got hurt and missed all those games last year, and coming back and I think they're starting to get into their groove a little bit more with each game that we play, and you can see those things. And and again, it's just a matter of the consistency, and you know, they have the ability to make plays, and what we've got to do is make sure that when we have those opportunities presented to us, and you know, we got to be able to make those plays individually and you know, as a team.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Your next question comes from one of Evan Weston with WAER Radio.
Hey, Randy. Just wanted to ask about, you know, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but just with the injury epidemic the last couple of years, you're a little bit healthier this year. What's the mental state of the team like now that you've got a lot more depth and a lot more options than you did the last 2 years?
Well, again, I think we do have a few injuries already, you know, this year already, but not like we've had. But no, I think what's happened is we've been able to build some depth over the last 2 years, and you know, so we had to play some young guys that weren't ready to play, and now they've got more experience. And again, we just have the mindset that you know, we're kind of immune to injuries around here because we've been through it so much. Is that the expectation is if somebody goes down, then the next guy has to go in and play as good or better than the guy that was playing before him. And you know, that's the nature of the game. And, you know, they're not going to cancel the games, they're not going to stop the game. So we just try to make sure that everybody understands how much they have to prepare and be ready to go. I mean, last week we ended up having to play a linebacker who didn't even play the position. And we had to put him in at the end of the game because we lost 3 guys at one position. So, you know, those are the things that you just try to cover and make sure the guys are ready based on, you know, the mental part of it. And then because it's hard to get them the physical reps if when things like that happen. So that's what we just try to do and prepare each and every week for the what ifs.
What kind of precautions did you take over the summer to try and prevent so many injuries from happening this season?
Nothing. All we did was, you know, worked on the things that we felt that could help our guys be more durable, and with our strength program, which I think we've done a great job with, and working to keep our guys flexible and getting them to be the, you know, the best lineman, the best defensive lineman, linebacker that they can be. So, and then get the kids to understand how to take care of their bodies, you know, before workouts, after workouts, eating right, getting the proper rest, all those things. But in this game of football, you're going to have injuries. Hopefully you don't have serious injuries, but because of the nature of the sport and the collisions and the violence that comes with the hits, injuries are going to happen.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thank you.